Welcome to the iOS demo of the Braille Sonar app, an at-your-fingertips creation. Hello, I'm the lead developer, David Ward. For those of you who've used the app before, I think you'll really enjoy our new UEB support, but we'll talk about that in a little while. But for you beginners who want to know what Braille Sonar can do, let's start at the very beginning. So we're going to take a brief walkthrough of the app and a little overview of different points. We'll be using the built-in text-to-speech feature known as VoiceOver in this particular audio demo. Such a feature is useful for the visually impaired community, which this app was specifically designed for. So, let's get started. We'll launch the app. Let me do that.
Tutorial.
When launching the app for the first time, you'll be brought to the tutorial screen. Feel free to look over that, and of course, you can navigate to a button below to shut it off, so it won't load on every boot of the app. And if you want to take a look again, simply go to the Help and Settings page and you'll find it there, along with the option to turn it back on if you'd like. So let's navigate through these elements by swiping left and right, voiceover technique. And so we'll move on in the app's feature set here to the home search screen by pushing the home button to take us to the main search page. Now this is located in the bottom of the list of items or in the top right hand corner of the tutorial page. So we'll swipe once right to land on that button and then we'll double tap to go to the home search page.
Home button. Double tap to home button. Loading. Home.
Once on our main search screen, we can use the search in one of several ways. First, we can look up by English word or word part or punctuation. Say I want to look up an exclamation mark or the abbreviation for TH. I just type that in and hit enter or the go button. And boom, I get my results. So, we'll swipe right all until we get all the way down to the editable field, search field, and double tap to get into edit mode with our on-screen keyboard. In this particular example, we're going to enter in the number 7, and then we're going to hit the go button to run the search. I'll do that now.
Home. Help and setting. How it works. English phrase. Input a word. Word part. Number. Or punctuation. Input a word. Word part. More. Numbers. More. 7. Enter English phrase. Loading. Home button. You are on the results page. Home button.
Welcome to the results page. In regular Braille, this appears different than in computer Braille or Nemeth code. So context can change. So you'll get multiple answers here on this results page. Now, on the results page, the visual will always represent the first item on the list. To see a visual of a subsequent item, simply swipe to the one you want, then double tap on the See Visual button after the item's description. Your page will refresh with a visual of those dots. An additional feature is present both at the bottom of the results page and in the Help and Settings section. This is the new UEB or Unified English Braille support feature. By navigating to the bottom of the results page, you can adjust the setting to show English Braille American Edition, the older BANA standard, or the newly adopted Unified English Braille, or UEB for short, standard. Or you can view both so you can compare them side by side. The older English Braille American Edition we simply call American Edition when you are doing side-by-side comparisons. When looking at UEB entries on the results page, you have an additional option on many entries right after the aforementioned See Visual button that we talked about earlier. This is an option made available to Braille Sonar users who have purchased the Pro Edition. You can, on hundreds of entries, go directly to the ICEB's manuals that deal with the specific rules governing that symbol's usage. The ICEB, or International Council on English Braille, is the organization that established the UEB standard. We're especially proud of this new feature and being the first to bring it to you and to the iOS platform. Let me swipe right through the results page to give you an overview of these features. Once again, we have looked up the number 7, and at present, we're configured to see both Braille standards side by side. So let me demonstrate that.
Home button. You are on the results page. Home button. Help and settings button. Results and image of Braille below. UEB. Dots needed for 7, R, 3, 4, 5, 6, second cell, dot or dots, 1, 2, 4, 5. The rule that applies. Numbers, digit 7 and set numeric and grade 1 word modes. Rules manual section 6.1. Button. List start. Go to rules manual section 6.1. See visual. American edition, dots needed for 7, R, 3, 4, 5, 6, second cell, dot or dots, 1, 2, 4, 5. The rule that applies. Numbers. Numbers are a two-fold function in Braille. It requires first the number symbol, dots 3, 4, 5, 6, which is followed by a letter A through J which represent in such context numbers 1 through 0. Button. List start. See visual. American edition, dots needed for 7, computer Braille or Nemeth code, R, 2, 3, 5, 6. The rule that applies. Computer Braille and Nemeth code. This is a number used within a computer Braille notation and also used in Nemeth code. To see how to set off such numbers, type nonprint into English lookup field. Button. List start. See visual. You're currently set to view this Braille code. Set to view both. Pop-up button. Braille sonar and at your fingertips creation.
Now let's continue with a tutorial for new users. We'll, in particular, return first to the home search page to talk about these features.
Page 2, page 1 of 3. Refresh. Home button. Home button. You are loading. Home.
Now that we're back on our main search page, notice our second search field. We can look up by braille.scene. In other words, let's say I'm reading some Braille, and I run across a Braille contraction I'm not familiar with, even a multi-celled contraction. I simply enter the dots and hit the lookup button. No spaces are needed. So let's say I see the letter B and the letter L by themselves. I enter those dots. In this case, dots 1, 2 for the letter B, then dots 1, 2, 3 in the second cell for the letter L. I hit the Go button on the keyboard, and I get my result, which is, in this case, the whole word contraction for blind. So let me demonstrate that.
Home. Help and set. How it works. English phrase. Input a word. Look up. Dot scene. Head. Enter Braille dots here. Text field. Text field. Is ed. 1. Enter Braille dots her. 2. 2. 1. 1. 2. 2. 3. 3. Go. Loading. Home button. You are on the results page. Home. Button. Help and settings. Button. Results and image of Braille below. UEB. Dot scene. 1, 2, second cell, dot or dots, 1, 2, 3, dot. Meaning of dots is, blind. The rule that applies. Grade 2 contraction, rules manual section 10.9. Go to rules manual section 10.9. American edition, dot scene, 1, 2, second cell, dot or dots, 1, 2, 3, dot. Meaning of dots is, blind. The rule that applies. By itself, generally these Braille contractions need to match exactly and cannot be added to or joined with other contractions. In page 1 of 3. Home button. You are on the home button. You are loading. Home.
Now that we've returned again to our main search page, under the braille.scene search field is a single cell lookup for visual users or others who perhaps are not familiar with Braille. It displays a picture of each of the dots on the corresponding button. So for example, I simply can tap dot 1, then the lookup button, and I'll get my result, which would be the letter A. We won't demonstrate this feature, but it is fully accessible, and those with low vision needs might find it useful with the zoom feature combined with VoiceOver so that they can see the pictures. Our last feature is the Braille Index. This contains the entire database of Braille contractions and commonly misconstrued signs that are seen. You can navigate through the list 10 items at a time, and simply select one you are interested in, and double tap on it. You will be presented with an explanation as well as a visual of what it looks like. Let me demonstrate that now.
Help and settings. How it works. English for input a word. Lookup. Dot scene. Enter. Lookup. Braille dot scene. Single. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lookup. Braille index. Look at entire Braille index. Button. Look at entire Braille in. Loading. Home button. You are on the index. Home button. You are on the index page. Home. Button. Help and settings button. Button. How it works, tap on the item to get the Braille code, rules, and a visual of what that item would look like. Currently set to browse both American edition and UEB Braille codes. Multi-line text field. Index below. 0, UEB. Button. List start. 0, computer Braille or Nemeth code, American edition. Button. 0, American edition. Button. 1, UEB. Button. 1, American edition. Button. 1, computer Braille or Nemeth code, American edition. Button. 2, UEB. Button. 2. American edition. Button. 2. Computer Braille or Nemeth code. American edition. Button. 3. UEB. Button. List end. Next button. Double tapping move you to the next or previous 10 Braille codes. Swipe left or right to navigate the list and then double tap on item to get details. Next. Button. Back button.
Just to add an additional note, when you flip to the next list by using the next button, you'll get 10 items that VoiceOver will read to you. All of them. However, your focus with VoiceOver will remain on the next button, so you'll need to swipe left to go back up the list and find any particular item that you want to find more information about. I really hope that you find the Braille Sonar app very useful. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to go to the help screen and send us an email. For further information about the app and our privacy policy, tap on the About button under Help. Thanks for purchasing the Braille Sonar app. As a legally blind individual and Braille reader, I sincerely hope you find it useful.